Hola readers, welcome to the book review series episode number 17. Today we're going to speak about The Accidental Incidents, Love and Loss of a Teenager, written by Barnana Bethia. A book full of mixed emotions, written from a teenage girl's point of view, going through fresh peer pressure, wannabe world, so-called cool stuff, cool people in school and so on. So yeah, this is a very no spoiler review, so I'll give my best to not give you any details that you should or should not know. So yeah, this book has ended and surprised me a lot. Sometimes I do think that it had to do a lot with the title of the book, and sometimes I think that was that even right. So yeah, Vibriti, the girl I spoke about, and the Roni, her love. So though there are many incidents that force Vibriti to avoid Roni and even part the ways, but she loves him unconditionally. Just a call from Roni and she has no complaints. So that's the love that is trending nowadays. The author writes a quote, "Everybody needs comedies and tragedies in their lifespan to flourish. Be strong, learn from their mistakes, and most importantly, become human." And I unquote. At many stages of the book, I felt bad for the girl, as whatever she was going through, it was obviously not the right things happening to her. Due to relationship traps, she couldn't focus on her career, her dream, and whatnot. It was all about her mental peace that was the need of the hour. And as she was always another victim of not so cool people, so I couldn't see her in that situation. So, and one other thing is that stick to me from that book is during the middle of the pages, I personally felt bad. I thought as an real life character, and I know what goes through when you are trapped in silly situations and you couldn't focus on your dream, and that's the worst thing one can give to his or her life. So yes, it was all a very bad kind of situation in which you couldn't focus on your dreams and your career, and you are trapped in love stuffs as well. So yeah, it's overall a good read. Youngsters should read this and they will enjoy reading it, I would say. And the language is also very simple. So yeah, it's a big yes from my end to all the youngsters, especially giving 4 stars out of 5 to this book. So I hope you all enjoyed listening to this podcast. Let's meet in the next episode. Till then, keep reading.